Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
They're going to love us.
Hi, how you doing? Sure. The last time I saw you, we were in a different South African reality, and now we're waking up.
And the next time I'll see you, we'll be talking about ministers and appointments and
exactly.
stuff like that. And then you're going to have to cook something up to,
exactly.
to get us to deal
to
with
to get
all
out
of,
of the funk. But
it's,
before we get
so cool.
But before we get into the song, I just want to like Leroy's not the only person that watches movies. I can I also watch movies. Just by the way, I can also contribute. So this week I went to go watch, I was invited to the premiere of this movie called Girl, You Know It's True.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard about it, it's about Milli Vanilli.
And oh, really? No, I didn't know.
Yeah, so it's coming out, I don't know when it's coming out, but I went to the premiere and let me tell you,
is it a documentary?
No, it's a movie.
Is it a movie?
It was a German production.
The hoax that was Milli Vanilli.
Oh, and just the sad way that the whole thing played out. Just a very, very... But a brilliant movie and mostly shot in South Africa, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, that neighborhood looks familiar. That's like, not Los Angeles.
It's Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. I'm sure that's not Los Angeles.
It's the event a lot. So where is it? Is it in cinemas?
Yeah. So I don't know when it's coming out in cinemas, but I think they're doing a premiere in Cape Town now. And
well, we'll definitely be watching.
Keep an eye out for it.
So the week started with a bang.
Yes.
That was so nice.
Yes, it was really cool. So this is a Beatenberg song, but featuring a guy called DJ Clock. And they're such a cool band.
It is cool.
Like these three guys from Cape Town, and they landed up doing really well. They eventually recorded with Mumford and Sons and a whole lot of like iconic, they performed on Jimmy Fallon and Jules Holland. So they did very well. And what I love about this band is that I think a lot of South African acts try to be either American or British. Like that is the aspiration.
Yes.
You want to be either American or you want to be British. And these guys are just authentically South African.
Yes.
You can hear all of the South African influences in the music, etc. This is from their sophomore album or their second album called The Hanging Gardens of Beatenberg. And it's such a brilliant album. It's like one of my favorite South African albums that I've ever heard. Just a brilliant album, and it won the Psalm Award for Album of the Year. So that's how brilliant it
is.
Just like
a
really, really good album. And I just thought this is a vibe. And so the majority of the songs that we're focusing on today are songs that have gone viral or have like dance anthems, you know, just we want to party our
it's
way
a
into
vibe,
this
as
weekend.
You said. I mean, it's a vibe.
We want a vibe.
Well, it's 31 minutes after 9 o'clock. When we come back, we do more of this. But listen, you can also give us a call, 086-000-0959. We are going to be dancing today.
Definitely.
Jigga. They need no introduction. Mikasa.
Yeah, Mikasa, which means my house. Yeah. Three guys, Dr. Duda, Jay Something, and Moti. Interesting thing, Moti is a trumpet player in the band, and his dad was a member of Mango Groove. So he comes from a pedigree of musicians. And then Jay Something was actually born in Portugal and then immigrated to South Africa when he was a young kid. His real name is José Carlos Lisa Bautelo da Fonseca. And you know, Portuguese people, my parents didn't do that to me, thank goodness. I've just got three
names. It's a name after each other relative. There's
exactly.
Every relative,
so the mother
you're
and
named
the father,
after, yes.
They're all represented
on each
side,
yes,
in that one
yes,
name.
Yes, we can identify.
So
with
that poor kid, I mean, when you're in primary school and you have to tell them that whole full word sandwich, it's a hell of a
and
thing.
And the poor kid has to decide which of the aunties or grandparents is his favorite. Exactly.
Which one am I using and which one am I not using?
Exactly.
So you'll often find in Portuguese names, there'll be like female names in there,
yes,
in your actual name. So
I love that.
Male and female names. So that was from their album called Sukasa. So My House is Your House. Which was released in 2013. The guys met at a club, but Jay Something's been very clever over the years because it's not always just been about the music. It's been about also diversifying the brand. And it's actually a brilliant lesson in managing a career in the music industry. Mm. And something I also learned from my friend Proverb, who says that you can't be solely reliable or reliant on music. Mm. You've got to diversify that brand. Once you've accumulated a level of success in the industry, you've got to try and find other ways to generate an income because musicians at the end of the day, and most creators, are entrepreneurs. Mm. So they've got to find the gap in the market. Mm. And Jay Something has done that by having a cooking show. Mm. He's got a restaurant in Santa now. They've got their own record company. Mm. There's the band. So there are multiple streams of income. Mm. And I think that is the secret to the success of any kind of entrepreneur in the entertainment industry, is try and find the gaps and try and see how you can maximize those gaps for maximum financial compensation.
This next song people are going to love.
Oh, yes. This was a viral... If you think Jerusalem was big, this was big when it came out.
I will let you back announce that. Sister Bettina!
So, this song, it just goes to prove that anything can be a hit. It just has to strike the right chords. But basically, this song, Mgarimbe, was working with Mapaputsi at the time, and he had come up with this beat and whatever, and then his friend was like, come down to the club and, you know, play your song. He hadn't written any lyrics for it or anything. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. They were trying to attract people from a neighboring club to come into this club, and he started freestyling over the beat and sang the song, and when he didn't know that his friend was recording everything.
Yes.
And so the friend then sent him the finished product, and he was like, what? I hate it. He was like, my people back home can't hear this. I'm drunk, and I'm from the church background. I can't be having people hearing me drunk and disorderly on a track. So he actually told his friend, you've got to delete this. Like 2 months later, he was like, you've got to delete this track. And by that stage, he had woken up in Hillbrow and he was hearing the taxis playing the song outside. It was done. It was finished. This is 2006. And then in 2017, the Gen Zs found the song and they just blew it up again. So now here we are. Here we are.
Our next song, HHP and
JRR. A song called Showed Him. And this song, just at the time that it was released, was like the biggest thing. 2009, so also quite an old song. And he was signed to a record company. Sorry, he was signed to Mutswako.
Yes.
And the reason why he landed up getting HHP on the record is because he was also signed to the same people. Mm-hmm. So they all did like a collab together. And eventually, actually, recently, he started up his own record company called Feel Good Music.
Yeah.
And he was the I think 2023 Idols winner, was signed to JR's company. So he's come full circle and now is a big record executive in his own right. But this song was the one that just blew him up. And it was from an album, his second album called Colorful.
Bigger.
That's definitely a party anthem.
So cool.
You can't be like thinking too hard about the merits of the composition in this instance. It has nothing.
Yeah,
no, it has nothing to do with anything but party. Party.
Bigger.
So our next song is a song that, like, if we thought Water by Tyler is big, this song was massive. And I think it was the right ingredients at the right time. So it was like, the song was released in 2019, but there was a series of events that helped it blow up. It was initially, there was like a taster that was released like in June of 2019, and the song just picked up streams. And then at that stage, Master KG decided that he was going to bring his friend Nonteba on board, and they were going to complete the song and then release it. Anyway, the song was then released, and it was very popular. And it, and after a group of friends in Angola decided to do a little choreography to it, people on the social media world just took this thing and blew it up. I think people, it was 2020 by this stage, people were, you know, they were locked down, there was nothing else. The song is inspirational. It's like a gospel track and it's inspirational, and people just felt an affinity towards the song, and before you knew it, this thing just blew up. It went gold in the United States, which is half a million units, 2.4 million units sold worldwide, 406 million streams on Spotify, 612 million views on YouTube, a certified international hit single, Jerusalem.
So this is the big song. And I was asking you offline whether the fight has been resolved.
I don't think it has. And I haven't seen anything in the media, but they obviously had big problems. And it's a sign of, you know, you just need to negotiate these things up front before something blows up like this.
Okay, so how are we signing off?
So we're signing off with Tyler's Water. So yeah, I mean, everyone's been making such a big deal about the song. It's actually a brilliant song. And if you compare it to Jerusalem, actually, they're both very much on a par as far as going viral and international. And yeah, have a listen to it and see you next time.
Thank you, guys. I'll be back on Monday at 8.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.